Brock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning, Brock Hunter. Here we go. Kiki bought me some Monster energy drinks the other day because I was all out. I didn't have any of my Diet Mountain Lightning with me. So she's like, oh, I got you some for the rest of the week. So I have one this morning. And I'll be honest, it's been a while since I've had the Monster in the mornings at the show because I haven't been making my normal runs. It's too much for you. It has been.
That's a lot of liquid, man. That's a lot of caffeine. Usually you're used to the smaller cans, are you?
Yeah, well, like what I've been doing is like with the Diet Mountain Lightning, which I should be sponsored by them, I feel like at this point. I just do like a glass, and it's not nearly as much caffeine as a full can of like Monster or Red Bull or anything like that. So it'll be interesting to see how I react today because it's been a while since I've had one in the morning doing the show.
Dude, I know people who drink like two of those Monsters, sometimes three a day. Just like,
I can't do that anymore.
Dude, no. No, I'm sorry, man. Like, how jacked are you after the second one?
Just
like, dude.
Just amped, bro. Amped.
This guy's a really great worker. He works like 90 hours a week. I don't know how he does it. I do. I'll tell you how he does it.
He's just juiced up on Monster, man. It's crazy.
You know?
So, well, I'll just apologize in advance if I say anything stupid today. So, more than any other day.
Are you jittery? Because I get the jitters. If I have too much caffeine, man, I'm like, it's worse. It's worse for me.
I've just started. I'm only like three sips in, so we'll see at the bottom of the can how it turns out. I'm okay right now, but I'm pretty sure about 7:30, 7:45-ish, it's going to get weird. It's going
to
get real weird.
Just
a warning.
Can't wait to the podcast, dude. So much should we talk about today, huh?
Oh, my God.
Should we talk about that? Deep breath.
Oh, God. Woosah.
I think Monster should come with weed, like kind of even you out a little bit.
Level you out. It's my can of Monster in a dime bag. All righty, let's do it. We got your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We have your Hot 3 with Honor Credit Union, by the way, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Make sure you stay tuned for that. Well, here's some exciting news. Corey Taylor used his time off the road this spring to record his long-discussed solo album. The Slipknot and Stone Sour frontman revealed the news to Lizzie Hale of Hailstorm on her Raise Your Horns with Lizzie Hale podcast. Taylor recorded the entitled album with members of his solo touring band, which includes Stone Sour guitarist Christian Martucci. Taylor said, quote, "All five of us did it. We went and we recorded 25 songs in about 2.5 weeks, and we did everything live, and it's dope. Really, really cool. All the songs are things that I've written over the years, but they didn't fit with either band, so it's stuff that I've just kind of been sitting on." Taylor has said the album would be released in 2021. So we still got a little bit of time, but very cool. I like the fact that he said that it's stuff that didn't fit with Slipknot or Stone Sour. So honestly, who knows what could be on this solo album? I think it's going to be very exciting.
You know, if we don't get just a bag full of awesome music next year, like as a music artist, you got to be like kind of looking around, like, all right, everybody else is doing it. Yeah, I should probably buckle down and make some good stuff here.
You got the time, you know, and with technology nowadays, you can mix together an album without being in the same studio at the same time with the rest of your band. So, it's exciting news. So hopefully 2021 will give us a lot of great stuff for the end of 2020 into 21. All right, that's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1983, the mighty Metallica,
yeah.
They finished recording the album Kill 'Em All. Awesome album. Just heavy, in-your-face, hard. I love it. And then it was released to us. So there you go. All right. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.